From a remote high school in far southeastern Utah, where muddy roads sometimes prevent students from getting to class, we met people like Fredale Burns, who competed in a robotics competition in West Valley.
Even to people who have very limited equipment and not enough manpower to do things, that we can still come all the way out here and still compete in this competition.
Now the Navajo Mountain High School students have been invited to the national competition in Houston, Texas. On the other end of the state, more robotics and a company that is in fierce competition for qualified workers.
There's definitely a shortage out there of good people, and we struggle to keep people in certain categories.
We've been to some of the smallest towns.
All you'd have to do is make four people mad, you'd have half the town mad at you.
To the biggest cities.
I'm seeing people that I know that live here downtown getting priced out of the market.
Some common themes emerged.
It is very important that we bring our kids back.
And some differences were noted.
You go to rural Utah and the chance of raising a family, having children, having them stay there, go to school there, and work there, that's getting less and less likely.
But director of the Kem C. Gardner Institute at the U, Natalie Gochner, says therein is a challenge.
I think one of the main public policy issues in this state is how do we take the vibrant economic success that's happening in urban Utah and share that statewide.
Where the economy has been booming, air quality is a big deal. Jordy Guth of the Cache Clean Air Consortium thinks, though, there's common ground.
Most people, understand that this is a problem and can relate to it.
And back in Salt Lake City, lifelong resident Carrie Bailey says although her neighborhood is now made up of all kinds of people from all kinds of backgrounds, they seem to have found some common ground as well.
There's a willingness to try and see other people's perspectives. And there's always going to be some that are going to be angry and get mad at you because you don't believe the same thing they do. But I feel like for the most part, we've really had this great vibe of just taking care of people.
On the road to understanding, I'm Mark Juke, KSL News Radio.